Jesus live. With the music that helped make rock classic. Doors open at 7, Saturday, June 2nd, Sunset Station Outdoor Amphitheater. Tickets can be purchased now at any Station Casino's Rewards Center or online at stationcasinoslive.com.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN, Las Vegas, K265EZ. It's Cofield and Company.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
On ESPN Las Vegas.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
On the road, exactly where we expected to be, mid-May, playoff hockey. We all predicted it. Come on now. VGK tonight against the Jets, Western Conference Finals, Game 3 on the way. Much to break down before we are out of here at 6 o'clock. That's when the game starts. We've got coverage over on our sister station, Fox 1340 and 98.9 FM in the 5 o'clock hour, but we are going all the way until 6. It's me, Steve Cofield. Ryan McKinnell is here. Adam Hill is here. Chrissy helping out back in our Findlay Toyota studios. Kind of cool. Kind of cool that Adam made it back, actually. Didn't know if we were going to see him again on the longest journey ever. Winnipeg seems like it is the most difficult place on the face of the earth to get to.
Also seems like he enjoyed it quite much. Like we wouldn't get him back because he was just going to stay there.
He's shaking his head. He looks pretty miserable.
No.
Couldn't tell by the friends you made with the mascot and the festivities.
Cool. Yeah. Actually, the moose was way cooler than Benny.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely enthralled by the environment for hockey.
Yeah.
Outside of the 2 hours before, 2 hours after, and the actual games there.
That's it.
They can go screw.
I saw Magda from Fox Sports. He's like, I think I'm going to walk down to the 7-Eleven and get some snack. I was like, oh, man, that sounds a lot like the middle of Indiana. The middle of nowhere. The 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
The Walmart. The Dunkin' Donuts, man. When that's your situation, I mean,
Can I tell you what? I went on the road a lot, 2005 to 2009. I actually didn't mind that. I just didn't want to stay there. But I didn't mind going to different cities and having, just a couple of places to go to. It didn't kill me.
Because you probably felt better about yourself and where you lived and where you were at.
Oh, it cheered me up for sure.
No, I'm kind of with you. I don't mind it that much. Here's the problem with Winnipeg. I may very well be going there 3 times in, 8 days.
Lucky.
I wouldn't have minded Winnipeg if it was an easy place to get to, which it's not that bad if you have time to plan. If you're trying to plan, hey, I need to be there in the next 24 hours – it's a little more difficult.
Are there direct flights from Vegas to Winnipeg?
Yes.
There are.
There are?
But only one a day, and there's no chance you're getting on it for this.
No, not anymore.
There's no way. And I guess they added 2 flights, and they were booked. They were sold out within an hour. Because the other problem is they're all coming here for EDC this weekend, too, because there was more EDC people on the plane than there was
this weekend.
Hockey fans.
It's going to be crazy for hotel prices. I mean, the tickets to EDC is going to be nuts. We know the tickets here tonight are through the roof. We've got our poll question up at ESPN Las Vegas on Twitter asking you if you're going to the game, what'd you pay for 2 tickets? Under 400, over 400, over 600, over 800. I think that's pretty in line with reality. Before we really go deep on the hockey stuff, as deep as we go, I wanted to open up with the question of the day. Did you see Bryce Harper's glove?
Yeah.
I got an ISO little zoom shot on Bryce Harper, Las Vegas, his glove. And what does the glove say?
Your sister. I think it was from the playoffs last year.
Okay.
I think this is an old picture that they've recycled and just found this.
What does it mean? people tried to start running with it and get kind of pervy, and I was like,
wait,
I don't
this,
know.
Yes, isn't this your thing? You say this all the time.
What?
Well, it's in regards to an old catcher's mitt, but he's taking it.
Oh, floppy.
Yes.
Could also be your sister fits me like a glove.
That's what I thought.
It could also say that could be like his self pleasure hand.
Okay. I was thinking.
I don't know where we're going.
I was thinking my hands in your sister, not to get gross, but I was also like, it's Bryce Harper, so he's not going to do that.
Yes, he is.
You think?
Yes, he is.
Look at that hair.
He really? He goes full guy?
The most innocent explanation is, like, I'm having sex with your sister.
Yeah,
that's the most innocent possible explanation. So, of course he's going somewhere with it.
So it's something pervy.
Of course it is. I think it's absolutely the glove thing.
Okay.
Yes.
This glove fits me
like
your sister.
Bryce, stop doing that. It's really
Bryce Harper?
Oh, yeah.
Pure as a driven snow?
Oh, yeah.
Well, meanwhile, yesterday, from what I was reading, just looking at reports from the Washington media side, because what, they got canceled yesterday. Are they canceled today?
I didn't see.
Hey, Chrissy, can you check on that? We have limited internet here. Please.
We're all alone out
please.
Here.
Please. Not a demand or request, but Washington media people are like, can the New York media try to bait this guy like 100 times into saying that he wants to come to the Yankees?
Oh, yeah.
So, New York media, put aside the, hey, come to New York stuff. Are you coming? Will you make a commitment? And find out what the deal is with the glove. That's more important right now. Okay?
I don't think he's going to answer. I think he's perfectly willing to wear
What's
the
he
glove?
More likely to answer?
Neither.
It's a clown question, bro.
Clown question. So he's going to make a mame.
Damn him.
Whoa.
He didn't do mame, did he? Or was
yes.
that Nance? Oh, he did mame too?
Yes, he was mame.
What did Nance do? Did Nance do a meme?
I thought Nance was making fun of Harper.
No. Jim Nance had no idea.
Okay.
That was one of the players jumped at Raff and like busted his glasses and during the Final Four, and Jim Nance is like, that's going to be a great meme.
Okay.
Now, that said, I would do that. So I don't even know if we talked about it, because I'm like, I'm not going to kill him. I'll have something later on I mispronounce that's cool with the kids. I don't know what's going on.
Look forward to that.
But I'm intrigued by your sister, the glove.
Yeah, it's a great mame.
You're saying I'm into that name on the glove, or I'd wear a glove like that?
No, you use that reference all the time.
So hence you would absolutely have that.
I've never
glove.
Used your sister.
No.
I've used the Sopranos line. That my taste in women, like, people are like, oh, what's your type? I'm like, I would go at it with a catcher's mitt. I don't care.
Okay, yeah.
And that's what Tony Soprano had. What was his wife's name? Carmella?
Carmella.
Yeah.
Right? And she was, you know, he's trying to say that he's not cheating on the side. And she's like, ah, you know, up yours. You do a catcher's mitt.
That's a good line.
Those kitchen arguments were always great.
Dynamite. Like real life, right?
Riveting, yeah, absolutely.
Is that what your home is like?
Reminds me of my parents.
All right, Eastern Conference last night, I don't know why Chrissy calls them the Crapitals, but I'll go with it. Crapitals, now 2-1. So what happened? Is this just the ebb and flow of hockey where it's hard to play back-to-back games at a high level, three games in a row at a high level, or do the Lightning finally figure it out and we got a series now?
Well, the Lightning are a better team, I think. I mean, the Capitals were certainly playing better in the first two games, but over the course of the season, the Lightning are unquestionably a better team. They showed up yesterday. We have a couple of things at play. One, throughout the playoffs, you've seen a couple of things. First of all, road teams have won more games than home teams, which is insane. And secondly, when teams are up against the wall, as you would expect, you see insane efforts coming out from the other team. And so I think that you saw a combination of those things come into play. And, you know, now you're back in a series. And now the Crapitals, are starting to maybe think about their past playoff failures. And that's what you want to do if you're Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and there's a reason why Tampa Bay was at the top of the league all season and why I think a good majority of people picked Tampa Bay. I had them in my bracket going to the finals. Obviously, I still do. They're not out of it yet. It was a big surprise when Washington won 2 in Tampa. But what was – I mean –
It was also a surprise because of the way they won.
Absolutely.
I mean, they just freaking lit them up.
Yeah, but it was surprising also because they're the Capitals. They're the Crapitals. You know, they can win the President's Trophy every year. They can be at the top of the league, but they always fail in the playoffs. So as they continue and move on, it becomes more and more surprising. What was refreshing, I guess, from a hockey fan standpoint, is last night is you saw the Tampa Bay Lightning that you were expecting finally show up, and you got production from all the big names. You got goals from Hedman. You got a goal from Hedman. You got a goal from their youngster Point, and their two big boys, the biggest stars on their team and the biggest snipers and shooters, Steven Stamkos, the Canadian, and the Russian Nikita Kucherov. They both showed up, and the whole team really showed up. So now we have a series, and I'm expecting them to even it up tomorrow, 2-2.
I think it's going seven. Fully expect Tampa Bay to win the series.
Yep.
For no other reason, because I'm going to have to go to Tampa Bay. I can see this coming already.
Everything revolves around the travel of Adam Hill.
So far it has. Everything I've said was going to work out, unfortunately.
I don't get that. What did you just say?
I have to go to Tampa Bay.
Is that a bad thing?
Yes.
Why? It's a great place to go.
Washington is like one of my favorite cities in the world. There's no chance I get to go there.
It's nothing to Washington.
Since you're famous now and doing TV, you know, that you're going to get powder girls out there for the humidity and, like, patting you down and making sure you look clean?
We'll figure something out. Hopefully it'll be in the arena.
Good.
Is he right on that, Ryan? Well, first of all, you're jinxing the Golden Knights in getting to the Stanley Cup Finals.
They're absolutely going.
Wow. Well, we'll have to build on that as the show moves along. By the way, we're going to talk to – we have conversations with Belmar a little later, Lucas Fiza a little later. So you're going to hear from some of the Golden Knights as we're getting ready for Game 3. We're out here at Toshiba Plaza in front of T-Mobile. Yeah, it's playoff hockey, Western Conference Finals, Game 3 in the middle of May on ESPN Las Vegas. Pretty nuts. Do you agree with that? Would you rather trip to D.C. or Tampa?
I'd rather go Tampa just because of the traffic in D.C.
You're going to be in the city.
Yeah, I know.
Take the metro everywhere.
Yeah. You can't. That's a thing. You can't.
Not after 11:30.
Are you reading these stories? How nuts this has gotten?
And also, I'm not trying to take the metro on the East Coast in the middle of the summer. I've done that in New York, or the subway. It is the worst thing
I've ever experienced. I don't remember D.C. Am I stepping out of line here? I think their trains are pretty decent and clean, right?
Yeah, I like them.
That I don't know.
Okay.
I can't speak to that.
You say too hot.
I just don't want to be trapped in a bus or a subway on the East Coast in the summer. It's just not enjoyable. Not that Tampa's going to be any better, but I figure at that point I'm renting a car. I'm just going from the arena to my little Marriott across the way.
I haven't traveled in the Northeast in a whole bunch of time, but my recollection is most of the big cities there, the trains are pretty decent now with the AC.
Okay.
I mean, it'll go out, and then it could be a living hell.
Yeah. That must have been my situation in New York. Went to a Yankees game about 10 years ago.
New York could be rough.
Almost killed somebody. I was mentally broken.
Yeah, you're not a people person. With like 1,000 people all squeezing the train.
I was sweating into my sock.
Yeah.
Like, that is a level of heat I'm not willing to deal with.
There's also still enough of a criminal element with creeps and stuff.
I fit in there.
I know. I lived there probably for like 18 months in the late 90s. And, yeah, the girlfriend at the time... a couple of different guys exposed themselves, rodding up in the train.
That's like a New York right away, though. You're not like an actual New Yorker until someone shows you their junk.
I never minded it. Wait. That sounded terrible.
Learn more every day about Steve Cole.
Yeah, well, you know. I'm in touch with my masculinity. It's okay. So, by the way, what is the deal in D.C. with why is Qatar backing the city now? Are they that low on money? Is D.C. that – I mean – kind of a stupid question. Is that poorly run? Is this the Marion Barry legacy? They can't keep the metro. If people haven't heard, their trains don't run like a lot of towns, which is stupid. Extend it when your teams are in the playoffs. The late night train, I guess, on Thursday is not going to run past 11:30. So then they have this weird deal, like $100K contribution from the country of Qatar.
Yeah, it's very weird.
How do you even?
It's not weird. That's America. The toll road in Indiana is owned by a Swedish company. We sell all of our infrastructure out to foreign companies.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Am I outside on this? Out of the loop? Has this been happening?
I know Indiana sold a while ago.
I mean, I'm sure these things happen.
Can we get,
the question is why.
Can we get a few, like, tens of millions to start working on the road in front of the stadium? Work on the 15 and that stupid ramp! I had to take it again today past Mandalay.
Yeah, you know, we were talking
about... Who designed that?
We were talking about EDC. The 15 is going to be shut down. 95. Let alone get them fixed. We can't even have them open on the biggest weekend.
Where is it shut down?
Between Las Vegas Boulevard and Martin Luther King, I believe.
So good luck getting to the Speedway.
Yeah.
Well, we know EDC weekend's a hellish weekend.
Right, but now shut down one of the most important roads getting there and see what happens. It's going to be a freak show.
Where's Cutter's money? Now we're all going to lean on this. We're going to lean on this awful country that's using slave labor to build their 15 soccer stadiums that they're going to close down a month later, and meanwhile they'll have killed like 6,000 people to do it.
Can Cutter add a flight from Nashville to Winnipeg?
Cutter Air.
What do you have to do in exchange? I think that might be the dangerous part. Yes. We thought this through.
No, but
clearly not. No.
No, we get the metro open for a couple hours. What does it matter what we have to do back?
All right, on the way back, we're going to find out what the atmosphere was like in the peg. Someone on the set says it was unbelievable. Watching on TV, I thought it was decent when they were winning, but I thought the rest of the time it sucked. And if that's the way the rest of the hockey world wants to operate, man, that arena blows. I would never go to a game in Winnipeg.
Join the conversation on Twitter at Cofield & Co.
I wish dating was as easy as finding a vehicle at Findlay Kia. No pressure, no hassles, just straightforward answers and complimentary popcorn. Findlay Kia is the highest rated Kia dealer in Las Vegas. For the best customer care, come see a Kia. Findlay Kia.
Interstate batteries are some of the longest lasting car batteries in the business. And you can find those long lasting batteries at over 100,000 locations across the nation. And yet, we recycle even more batteries than we sell. Why? Because we don't just want to get you going. We want to make sure where you're going remains worth getting to. Interstate Batteries, the nation's number one car battery recycler.
For Han Nakfi with Nakfi Injury Law, imagine you've been injured in an accident. Now, do you want an assembly line law firm that treats you like a number and settles early for easy money? Hell no. You want an attorney who does everything in his power to translate knowledge and experience into big bucks in your pocket. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
If you've been hurt, Nakfi is the word. Call 702-INJURED.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Las Vegas? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Las Vegas area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Las Vegas is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
What if a friend came up to you and said, "You've been working really hard lately. Here's $50 to make your life easier." That's what your friends at the Tackle app are offering you today. Get your house cleaned. Need a handyman? Junk hauled. Yard work finished. Furniture rearranged. Some TVs mounted? Or a Tackle expert can take care of. Hundreds of other chores on your to-do list. Tackle connects you to background check providers who can show up ready to work in an hour or two. There are hundreds of pre-priced chores to choose from, and here's the best news. For a limited time, when you download the Tackle app, and the app is free, you'll get $50 off your first job. You know you have a ton of chores around the house that have been waiting to get done. Now you can have someone come over and make your life easier. Don't miss out. If you need a small job or chore done, then download the free Tackle app now, T-A-K-L. Get $50 off your first job. Let Tackle show you how great it feels to get your list done. That's Tackle, T-A-K-L. Treat yourself to Tackle today.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Are you looking for a new car, truck, or SUV with a deal that'll make you go, "Woo!" Finley Chevrolet is clearing out all remaining new 2017 Chevy models, and we're making it easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, you'll get employee pricing. 2, you'll also get all current GM incentives available. 3, we'll also pay your first year's registration up to $600. Woo! Limited quantities for these new 2017 Chevy models are available on a first-come, first-served basis. Only at Finley Chevrolet, located just off the 215 in South Rainbow.
Approved credit with any new 2017 Chevrolet in stock, excluding fleet. Registration cost up to $600. Excludes prior deal. See dealer for details. Expires 5/31/18.
As tens of thousands of culinary and bartender union members fight to defend what they've earned, we have the chance to elect someone who works as hard and believes as much as we do. Before he ever got into politics, Stephen Horsford worked for working people. Stephen Horsford ran the training program that gave thousands of working families the chance to have what the Culinary and Bartenders Union are fighting to protect. Stephen Horsford campaigned to raise the minimum wage, fought for equal pay, and won affordable health care. When the Republicans defeated Stephen, he didn't give up. He kept the faith and kept moving ahead. With so much at stake, we need Stephen Horsford now. Livelihoods are on the line now. The threats we face are now. Stephen Horsford belongs back in the United States Congress now. Paid for by Unite Here Tip State and Local Fund, which is responsible for the content of this ad. 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Our Memorial Day sale, going on now, is the biggest one of the year. Save up to $700 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. No brand in the world has a higher customer satisfaction rating than Tempur-Pedic. Plus, you can get up to $300 instant store credit. Still need more? Okay, how does zero financing for 72 months grab you? Pretty sweet, huh? Best service, best selection, best prices, Best Mattress. Home of the 128-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Let's get it started in here.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Centering feet at the horn. This one is over. The Knights take game 2, 3-1. And this series tied up 1-1.
Our guys battle and compete, and no matter who they're playing against, they're going to do their job. And tonight we worried more about our team than the other team's game, and we played a good solid hockey game. And if we're going to have a chance to win, we got to play that game every night.
Game time, 6 o'clock. Got our poll question up. What's your get-in price tonight? What'd you pay for 2 tickets if you're going to the game? That's at ESPN Las Vegas. Your choices. Starts under 400, over 400, over 600, over 800.
What
I know
a
people.
Deal.
I know people have paid over 800. I'm looking on one of the ticket reselling sites, and looks like get in before fees. You could probably pay $185 a ticket before the fees. Before the fees.
Well, that's face value then, because get in face value is $225.
Okay. You're downstairs, you're over 600?
For 2 tickets? Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Woo.
You love hockey!
I do.
It's all worth it!
I love the
experience of a lifetime!
50 games this year, I definitely
love hockey. You may
never
see this again.
No, it's true. It is true. And, you know, I'm obviously, you know, I'm being a little silly there, but the truth, you're right.
Don't be dramatic.
This is the first West. Yeah, I know. Don't be Adam Hill.
$4,000 if they make the Stanley Cup Finals. Don't be a pansy.
Yeah, I'm going to lose my mind if that happens. I don't know what I'm going to do. Be very happy, but also very sad.
A lot of fill-in shifts. A lot of fill-in shifts. Big Max here.
Forever.
Adam Hill, Cofield, hanging out before Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. It just seems weird every time I say it.
I know.
I am glad the NHL gets to watch, the rest of the NHL world gets to watch the game tonight from Vegas, because what a lame-ass atmosphere Winnipeg was. When they're ahead, they're loud. Talk about front-running fans. And then during the game, no energy in the building. Stinks from afar. Was it better in the arena?
I mean, yeah, the beginning of the games, there's no comparison. I mean, Winnipeg is so far better than Las Vegas. But You're right.
Why? Because they sing the national anthem?
No, just they're loud. They're into it. They have chants, and they're not told what to say. Like, there's no entertainment.
How much noise are they piping in?
Zero. It is loud.
And I believe they're piping in noise. Blake Wheeler is a liar.
No. And I will say,
he's the Jets player who claimed that Nashville's piping in noise. Well, how about this? Pipe in some noise when they go down.
Right.
Because no one does anything there. They become mopey Canadians.
Yeah.
I understand you haven't won in 25 years. I don't know why I'm yelling. Don't make noise. Yeah, it's fine. It's easier for the Knights to win on the road then.
They're nervous. And I think you could tell. And I think that was actually, I give credit to them. Just like I did, by the way.
Fired up for hockey.
Just
come
like,
on.
Just like
just
I did.
Hit me.
I'm into it.
Just like I did, and Ryan will attest to this, earlier in the playoffs with Vegas fans, where I thought when they had a one-goal lead in the first round against the Kings, I'm trying to remember which game it was, I thought T-Mobile died because they were so nervous about every single play.
Yeah, I think that was the overtime we were talking about where everyone was kind of just wringing their hands and on the edge of their seat.
T-Mobile was dead. And you would think they'd be loud because it would be a great atmosphere. And I'm not saying this in a negative way. I'm saying it in a positive way.
Right.
That the crowd was so into the game that they were very focused and nervous about every play. And you could absolutely get that in Winnipeg. They were insane and loud and into it when they were, you know, before the game and then during the first parts of the game. And then as they fell behind, it was, you know, much quieter and much more nervous. Then they started really get back into it in the third period. When they got the goal, it was insane for about a minute until Marchessault put it away. And then they were just panicked and weepy and crying. I don't think people know, like, people here are into the team. I cannot believe how much people have embraced this. But I think if they lose, you'll have a night of, man, that was a great season. You'll have the standing ovation. You'll have meeting the team at the practice facility and, you know, clapping for them and all that. And then people go back to their lives because things are great.
You think it's going to be life and death in the pack?
Because things are great here. I think that city just is dead. If they lose,
I can buy that.
It's over.
I can buy that they live and die with the team. I'm not saying Vegas lives and dies with any team yet, which is actually a gigantic positive. So sell me on the arena experience, because I'm telling you right now, my short attention issue is, like, through the roof now. I don't really even enjoy going to games anymore. I'm bored out of my skull. I went to the Yankees and Angels a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, this sucks. I'm like, there's nothing going on.
Drink
like,
more.
You know what? I would have, but the first beer we got was $18. I'm out.
Never mind, drink less.
That was the other problem.
Bring your own flask then,
I guess. Freaking stone cold sober.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, it's so I was bored out of my skull, and I guess if people are listening, they're like, you're not a sports fan. I guess I'm not anymore. I need bells and whistles. I need stuff going on. I need people yelling at me. I need horns. I need drums. I need mascots.
I need cheap alcohol.
Like, you watch the game at the Peg, I don't think they have any of that.
Zero. And what they've done here at T-Mobile is, it is a show. I mean, from the time you get in there until the time you leave, there is something going on to watch, something to do. There's something. If you're going to the game in Winnipeg, you're going there to watch a hockey game. That's it. There is nothing. It's very few replays, very few. And it's, here's the game, watch the game. When it's time for a break, good luck.
Did you check out beer prices there? How much are the beers there? You should have looked.
I should have. Oh, well, I'll be back. Don't worry, I'll be back Sunday.
Did you like the lack of entertainment?
Yes.
Oh,
it's all about the sport.
Now, wait a minute, Adam Hill. Hold on a minute. No, wait. This... Okay.
I think Ryan can accept this.
No, I'm really gonna accept it.
I cannot.
Adam Hill, if you were talking about the Vegas Knights and they did no pregame, they did nothing in between the games, they did no entertainment, and it was just about the hockey, you would sit here and say, I like it. You would sit here and say, wow, the Vegas Knights are doing a great
wouldn't.
Job.
Yeah,
no, you wouldn't.
You would hammer them for being amateurish. What are they doing?
No.
This isn't Vegas.
I don't like the name. Vegas. And now they don't know how to do a game. It's so boring.
If the fans here carried it like the fans there do, then that'd be great. I don't know that they would. Because Vegas is a different market. This is not, it's not one's better than the other. To me, I prefer that more. But it's not one better is better than the other. It's a different market.
You are such a fibber.
We said from the beginning this was going to have to be a show. And it became a show. And then they won, and it became more about the hockey. But
so
it was the show.
Your sport that you cover, mainly, right? It's really NHL now, but it was MMA. If they stripped that whole thing down, and it was like boxing, say, 15 years ago, because even boxing's amped it up. If UFC was just a snooze fest in between fights, no music, just the fighting, come on now.
Adam's a bare bones guy. I mean, no expectations.
Oh, stop.
Simple, minimalist individual, just like our guest, Mr. Holly, coming up.
It'd be great if you just went fight, 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 fight. Yeah, sure. I'd be into that.
You heard it, Vegas. Adam wants a stripped-down, bare-bones experience.
If you're going to have 25 minutes between the fights,
no Cirque du Soleil.
You're going to probably need to be doing
I mean, I guess I'm asking the wrong guy.
No Blue Man Group.
Yeah, you know, if you're writing, and I could barely do it, but when you're writing, it actually wouldn't be the worst thing for it to be nice and quiet and have plenty of time to concentrate in between fights.
Right, but this is Mr. Impartial.
But as a fan?
Yeah, he's talking about the experience of the game, and now he's lobbying and pitching that somehow boring atmosphere with no Videotron and no bells and whistles.
I preferred it.
Yep, you would have loved it. Loved it here
again,
in Vegas.
It's different. It's different. No, I just said it's different markets. I don't think it would work here. It works there. Vegas is a entertainment
show. But I don't believe you
town.
That you would like it.
But it's just, like I said, it's different. I like the fact that they didn't have to do it there and that it worked fine. Here it wouldn't work. I don't know if this would work up there. The people are like, stop with the cheering guy and the dancing guy between the aisles and give me the hockey. That's what the people there would say.
You're
here,
different.
Here you get all, say we want this.
You get all that, and you get the hockey.
It fits the market.
All right, we'll continue on this. On the way back, we're going to talk to former UNLV football player. I know Ryan and I are jealous of him, Joe Hawley. Joe Hawley is done with the NFL. He's about to be 30. He basically said the hell with it and just gave away, like, almost everything he has. Not his money, but he gave away almost all of his possessions, and he's just driving around in a van, maybe down by a river every once in a while, across the country. And he's going to tell us his story. I think he's in Savannah right now. God, I would love to do this for a year. Joe Hawley's on the way.
Hit up Cofield & Company on Facebook, like ESPN Las Vegas.
Vegas happens at the iconic Las Vegas Country Club, established in 1967. If the trees on our course and the walls of our clubhouse could talk, they'd tell you stories about PGA Tour and LPGA Tour champions, the biggest business deals in Las Vegas history, and how for six decades, this special place has been the social hub of Las Vegas. We're now accepting new individual and corporate members. Visit LasVegasCC.com or call 734-1122 and become part of our story today. The tradition continues.
Kansas. A night to remember. Kansas live. With the music that helped make rock classic. Doors open at 7, Saturday, June 2nd. Sunset Station Outdoor Amphitheater. Tickets can be purchased now at any Station Casinos reward centers or online at stationcasinoslive.com.
Expecting an insurance company to look out for your best interest is like asking Cofield to stick to sports. It's not going to happen. I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. What's more important to an insurance company, their bottom line or your best interests? Don't go it alone and don't get ripped off. Call Battleborn Injury Lawyers and meet with me or Matt Hoffman. We will represent your best interest and work to maximize your recovery. If you've been injured, call Battleborn Injury Lawyers at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
Calling all golfers for the Rock the Socks Golf Classic, benefiting Ronald McDonald House Charities of Greater Las Vegas at 8 a.m. on Friday, June 1st at Bear's Best, featuring a hosted beverage cart, raffle prizes, and awards luncheon. Visit rmhlv.org to register.
It's Cofield & Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Stastny wins it to the point for Bufflin. Left side wall for Laine. He shoots. Glove save, Fleury. And he holds on.
And I think the key tonight was, again, they came out pretty hard, and Fleury had to make three or four real good saves the first 7 or 8 minutes again. You know, he made some solid saves. And we rebounded after that, and we got that 2-0 lead, and it was a different game for us. I mean, when teams are chasing the lead, it's tough for teams to battle back. I mean, it's happened a few times in the playoffs, but when you get a 2-0 lead, it's tough on the other team, and I thought we did a good job.
Out here in front of T-Mobile getting ready for game three, it's Cofield and Company, Golden Knights hosting the Jets. You could tell a couple minutes ago, I'm trying to get fired up about the Canadian side, the Jets side. Their arena, you said the arena experience was great. It's just hockey, no bells, whistles, noise, guys screaming, dancing fools with T-shirts. That's like all I have right now to get mad at, because like I'm watching Winnipeg fans walk around and I'm like, I can't hate you.
They're the nice,
like, they're so polite. They're so benign.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, friend. How you doing, guy? Oh, sorry.
God. This is rough. You got to have an enemy, don't you?
Don't you have to
dislike the opposition?
I mean, clearly technology is Winnipeg's enemy.
I told you when a lot of people unsolicited, told me, as I was telling you yesterday about, you know, we just don't think they've earned it. We just don't think they've been
around. But they were polite about it.
They were polite,
They would, like, be very apologetic. They'd be like, I'm really sorry to say this, but... Yeah. And they'd be like, I just feel like we've suffered blood, sweat, and tears with our team, and they haven't with theirs. Like, not is bad. That okay to say?
That's a good accent there, buddy. Yes. That's not bad at all.
That seems really close to Minnesota. And well, I know, and I know it's
not a big difference there, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah. Minnesota and Canada are basically the same place.
Oh, boy. You just have to say A at the end.
A.
That's all.
Maybe I can hate that.
Yeah.
Should we do the whole show like this?
If you want to.
Adam?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
I'm already done.
Hi, Bosch, on that one.
Because I'm already done. I was over there, it before it began.
Is there someone on the Jets as a player? Because, like, I thought Burns was annoying with the stupid beard and the fact that he was, like, all grumpy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Leave the beard out of it. Continue.
The fact that Johnny Quick just sits in the back, won't talk to anybody. That annoys me. Anyone on the Jets?
I think Bufflin is probably pretty hateable. I'm sure.
You think?
Ryan likes him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I like clearly I like big fellas, so
yeah,
I like just
fella.
I like lumbering giants just crushing people.
He's awesome. He's awesome. He's this goes back to the not. It's hard to hate anything about Winnipeg, the people, Canada in general, or this team. They were built the right way. They weren't in the playoffs last year. You know, Canada hasn't won in 25 years. I mean, if you're a hockey fan, it's hard not to enjoy Winnipeg, and the same thing could be said about Vegas. They truly are two good feel-good stories.
No.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible to say.
You're looking at it from a Vegas perspective. This whole thing is so hateable.
Oh, if you're not in Vegas,
yes.
You have to hate.
Well, no, there are plenty of people who, because they're hockey fans and they understand the rules of the expansion, they understand that, yes, it may be favorable to an extent, but it is still out of this world insane that you're talking about VGK here in the Western Conference Finals. And they're sports fans, there's hockey fans, so they can set that jealousy or that saltiness aside and just appreciate that they're watching a great story, because you said it here just a few minutes ago. Now, listen, this will never happen again. It's okay to be a bandwagon fan of a great story. I mean, you see it with Loyola. You see it with any time a story.
It was not okay with Loyola. You can't. No.
Why do you run that one by him?
Well, you know.
You're right.
You know why.
For the rest of the country, yes, this little Jesuit, whatever, Catholic school with this little nun upsetting the apple cart and making it all with the Final Four is a great story for everyone except Adam. Because it's a happy story. He doesn't like happy stories.
Right.
No, I don't like bandwagon stories.
It's Loyola, dude.
I don't like people that wouldn't even.
There's no wagon to band onto. Nobody cares. The only
3 weeks
outlet
to jump on.
Right.
Exactly.
80% of the people that were cheering for him didn't even know where it was, even though Loyola Chicago was.
Who cares?
No.
He
it's
does.
Not acceptable.
He does.
It's not acceptable. And I'm with the people.
Says the guy who jumped from Buffalo to Cleveland.
Yeah, that's a very temporary thing, and everybody knows that. I've talked about
that.
Whoa, whoa. News to me? News to me? I've been doing shows with you.
I didn't just randomly. Yeah, I said when he's not there anymore, I'm not a fan of Cleveland anymore.
And what is that? What does that mean?
It's player loyalty.
You're a clown.
Yeah, it's loyalty to a player.
Can I dislike Patrick Laine?
I mean, just because he looks like a character on, like, Walking Dead or something?
If you want to be petty, absolutely. I'm with
you. But I actually like him because
stringy
of that. That's the problem.
Stringy hair.
Yeah, stringy hair. He's 20 years old. His teeth are rotting out. You know what happened?
Again, someone making you feel better about yourself?
Yeah, bro, I'll give you some advice. My teeth are a nightmare. All right? You got to start brushing those things, Laine. Do the Finnish have a rep for having bad? Is it a national thing? What is going on here?
Cause like a world war over the Finnish teeth. No, I don't think so.
Did you get up close to him and look at his teeth?
I'm not going to comment on where I looked. Is there a distraction if you're
That's
trying
where
to
he
interview
draws the line?
If you're trying to interview somebody face to face, was there a distraction in this particular case? Yeah.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Good enough.
I know very much. Your secondary responsibilities lie with us, but I would like a close-up photo.
No.
Of his teeth.
Okay.
Just tell him.
Can you do a selfie?
Smile, Pat.
Can you do a selfie? Well, I guess you can't do a selfie if you're zooming in right on his teeth. And he's like, what's going on here?
Yeah, he'll kind of see where I'm zooming.
Is that bad for
Why are you zooming on my teeth?
Is that bad for a newly minted member of the NHL media to take selfies with the players?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably?
When
I'm
are we
gonna, actually going to be in the photo.
When are we going to tell everyone here
about
the selfies?
Yeah.
It's time to stop.
Probably.
Unless you're with Laine, then I'm good with it.
Unless you're just zooming in on just his teeth.
Yeah, it's not a selfie if you do that.
So right now, Chrissy's getting really frustrated. This is, in name, it's not like the biggest get ever, but we definitely like having on our hometown heroes. So former UNLV offensive lineman center Joe Hawley, who played with the Falcons and the Bucks, We're trying to get him on. It may not be today, but we knew this would be tough.
There's definitely not a landline.
And if I were him, I would never do interviews. That's the whole point of doing this trip.
Well, yes, you're absolutely right. But also, I mean, to be fair, I mean, it's a motivational story. I'm sure he wants to get his story out there and influence other people and show them a different way in their lives, potentially.
Do you think he has... Does he have Bluetooth in the 10-year-old Econoline van that he bought?
Doubtful.
Probably not.
Also, that didn't look like a 10-year-old Econo van. That looked like a...
Didn't it look older?
I thought it looked pretty badass, to be perfectly honest.
Well, I think it's been tricked up a little bit. Why don't you tell the story? Tell the story, I guess Cliff Notes version.
Yeah, I mean...
Because this story's been featured on ESPN.com and USA Today. So, like, tiny, tiny nutshell, Hawley retires at the end of the season.
At 29.
He's with the Bucks, and he's like, all right, you know what? I just want to drive cross country, and I have way too much crap.
Yep.
I'm getting rid of most of it, and I'm hitting the road.
Yeah, he's adopted a minimalist lifestyle. He talks about his meditation techniques and what he's trying to find in his life post-football, because football is all he's known. Takes a lot of pride in leaving on his own terms. He wasn't forced out of the league, battling a myriad of injuries from MCLs and ACLs and patellas and shoulders and labrums and about everything you can mention. And, he's been on a quest to give away the majority of his items, his material belongings. Says it makes him feel like there's a weight been lifted off his shoulder. And he's going around the country kind of on a minimalist tip, seeing what he can find out about himself in America and his views on the world and his life. It's a pretty cool story.
If you had... My guess is that he says he lived pretty conservatively.
Yep.
He made 12 mil, so cut that in half, you know, and he's got to be living for the last 6-7 years. So say he's got like 4 mil in the bank.
Yeah.
You do this?
Without question.
This is the perfect time, right?
Yeah.
You're 29.
Yeah.
Like, whatever you're going to do post-football, you don't have to rush into it.
Yep. It is exactly
God,
what
God, this
do.
Is awesome.
I couldn't do it.
Well, no, you hate nature.
Why couldn't you?
But you understand if someone
loves
it. No,
it's not.
No freaking chance.
It's not all about nature, though.
Well, it kind of is. When you're living out of a van, you're going to be spending a lot of time in nature. So, I mean, you're getting one.
You don't have
absolutely.
To.
No, I understand
that. You could do all cities.
If you're doing 48 states, you're not going to be seeing as many cities as you think.
If he does a fast food tour, do the chicken joint and a couple other places. You basically go across the country and see cool places. Go to games.
Well, I would definitely. Yeah, that. The baseball, yeah, that's another thing. He mentioned he might do a few Major League Baseball stadiums, which would be awesome.
I'll try to do all of them if I'm going to be driving around.
Protest a bunch?
Oh, I'm in for that. Yeah, sure.
You would do this.
I would like to stop at hotels, though. I mean,
The question is, would anyone else do it with Adam? That's the question. Could he get someone to go along with them to 48 states?
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was a really confident answer from someone who probably shouldn't be so confident.
Oh, I'm confident.
Okay.
You could find someone.
Oh, 100%.
Not one of the homeless people staying at your hostel.
No, yeah, dude.
No more.
An actual person that can stand to you and interact with you and have a conversation with you. And
is everyone out?
At the moment, yeah.
Wow, this is an update. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just you and the mom? Well, your brother, too.
No.
Your brother's out?
For now.
It's a fluid situation.
It's
you never know when he's going to be there.
Such is life.
Where is he?
Let's not jinx it.
Did he move out in town or go back east?
Let's not jinx it.
He got a job, good didn't enough.
He? He really doesn't want to jinx this, man.
I haven't talked to him in like a month. Your brother reached out to me looking for a job, and then you told me he got a job, and I'm like, okay, this is great. He's got a job. Oh, no.
We're good.
He really doesn't want to
We're
jinx
good.
It. He's looking off into the distance, into the abyss, just nodding. We're good.
I don't
want to jinx it.
I don't know if you've noticed, but the times we've gotten into the Hill Family Hostel, it's gone south real quickly. So his mom listens, and then... I mean, the phone thing was a total disaster. He was having troubles with his phone.
Oh, I remember that.
We talked about it. All of a sudden, his mom's calling up. She's all upset. I'm like, this is a nightmare.
We're good.
All right. But you would do this, right?
In a heartbeat. I'll do it right now. Give me $4 million. You'll never see me again.
Ever again?
No, probably not. $4 million's a real solid number to buy property, invest, and absolutely get away from everything and everybody. And I can come down here once a year and check out a Knights game.
You come back once a year?
Yep, once a year.
You'd give up your season tickets?
Bring you a black and white cookie? Absolutely. Or I'd sell them. That's how I'd fund my trip. I wouldn't even have to dip into the $4 million. I'd just sell my season tickets. StubHub, I see you.
Man, if you could count on them making the playoffs every year.
Yeah.
That's a road trip right there.
Yep.
And then the years that they don't, you'll have all these unused tickets. Can't even sell them for $10.
Yeah. Makes you a hardcore fan, though. You're really rooting your ass off.
We'll see, Adam. We'll see.
Big Mac is here. Adam Hill, it's Cofield. We're going to talk to Dan Duva in about 25 minutes. 6 o'clock start, so make sure you're making your way down here pretty soon because it's going to be a zoo, and, you know, we're right on the front edge of EDC. Friday's game will be really interesting with EDC up at the Speedway. On the way back, we were just talking about Adam's – oh, easy, he could find someone to come on a road trip with him. Ryan has a beautiful relationship, right? Beautiful.
Yeah, right, sure.
There's never any dust-ups.
No, never.
You know, in the gentleman's game, all these golfers, it's a nice, quiet home life until we hear about this Lucas Glover story. What happened? His wife beat the snot out of his mom? Oh, we got to do this story.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Renew or buy Run and Rebel basketball and Rebel football season tickets for 2018 and 19. Tickets on sale now at unlvtickets.com or call 702-739-FANS.
Are you looking for a new car, truck, or SUV with a deal that'll make you go,
woo!
Finley Chevrolet is clearing out all remaining new 2017 Chevy models, and we're making it easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, you'll get employee pricing. 2, you'll also get all current GM incentives available. 3, we'll also pay your first year's registration up to $600.
Woo!
Limited quantities for these new 2017 Chevy models are available on a first-come, first-served basis. Only at Finley Chevrolet, located just off the 215 in South Rainbow.
Unproved credit with any new 2017 Chevrolet in stock, excluding fleet. Registration cost up to $600. Exclusive prior deal. See dealer for details. Expires by 31/18.
Drake,
God's plan. God's plan.
And Migos bring you Aubrey and the Three Amigos Tour, Friday and Saturday, October 5th and 6th, MGM Grand Garden Arena. American Express card members, get your tickets now through Thursday, May 17th at 10 p.m. before the general public on Friday, May 18th at 10 a.m. For tickets, visit AXS.com. Performing as part of the American Express Concert Series. Supply is limited. American Express terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Hi friends, Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails from people all the time. Here's one. Dear Dan, I hear your talk about a lifetime service guarantee. Free? Really? Please help me avoid all your fine print and be honest about what free means. You understand that we should be very wary of a free offer? Signed, Skeptical. Hi, Skeptical. I remember 22 years ago when we started PC Laptops and our lifetime service guarantee. People thought it was too good to be true. Well, you know, after a decade, people started believing me a little bit. But you know, it's been 22 years of having the privilege to serve our friends and neighbors like you. Our lifetime service guarantee has become the most trusted warranty in the industry. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop computer for $799 with a lifetime warranty. Check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. Here's to seeing you soon, Skeptical.
Expecting an insurance company to look out for your best interest is like asking Cofield to stick to sports. It's not going to happen. I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. What's more important to an insurance company, their bottom line or your best interests? Don't go it alone and don't get ripped off. Call Battleborn Injury Lawyers and meet with me or Matt Hoffman. We will represent your best interest and work to maximize your recovery. If you've been injured, call Battleborn Injury Lawyers at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
As tens of thousands of culinary and bartender union members fight to defend what they've earned, we have the chance to elect someone who works as hard and believes as much as we do. Before he ever got into politics, Stephen Horsford worked for working people. Stephen Horsford ran the training program that gave thousands of working families the chance to have what the Culinary and Bartenders Union are fighting to protect. Stephen Horsford campaigned to raise the minimum wage, fought for equal pay, and won affordable health care. When the Republicans defeated Stephen, he didn't give up. He kept the faith and kept moving ahead. With so much at stake, we need Stephen Horsford now. Livelihoods are on the line now. The threats we face are now. Stephen Horsford belongs back in the United States Congress, now. Paid for by Unite Here Tip State and Local Fund, which is responsible for the content of this ad, 212-265-7000, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 6/23/18.
Yes, Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Keeping you cool in the summer, warm in the winter, and available anytime your plumbing won't go with the flow. Schedule your air conditioning or plumbing checkup. 888-4937. 888-4937. Go to theyesmancan.com. License 7233 and 71246.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Right now at our Memorial Day sale, our biggest sale of the year, you can save up to $1,300 on Serta, iComfort, and Beautyrest sets. And 0% financing for 72 months. 0%? Man, I must be losing my mind. Eh, why not? 0% it is. Best service, best selection, best prices, Best Mattress. Home of same-day delivery and the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Every Friday during basketball season, join us from 6 till 7 p.m. for the William Hill Radio Show, hosted by Paulie Howard, live from the Silver Sevens Casino. He'll break down all the weekend action, including who bettors are backing the most. After the show, make the William Hill Racing Sportsbook at Silver Sevens your home for betting, with great food and drink specials, plus continuous live in-play wagering. For all the details, go to williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Well, the same as all year. You know, I think we got the best fans in the league. They're loud every game, every second of the game. You know, they're partying with us. So, no, I expect the exact same. It's going to be loud. It's going to be fun. Oh, they're betting Winnipeg fans. Come on.
BGK players fired up for the atmosphere tonight. Game time, 6 o'clock. We'll take you right up until the start. It's Cofield and Company getting ready for Game 3. I laugh every time I say it. Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals with an expansion team. Montreal, Toronto, the Rangers, Blackhawks. Your Blackhawks. Oh, you've won recently.
Three.
It's not like the Canadian teams where they haven't won in 25 years.
No, we've got three in 10. They've got none in 25.
Or the Rangers are going to have to wait another 50 years to win again. It's awesome. Jimmy Dolan. So there's nothing I love to see more than stories on golf where we actually find out about the golfers. Because it's always pitched as, oh, everyone's a great guy. It's a wonderful world. The gentleman's game. No drug issues, no one's doing roids, everyone's nice to the media, no degenerates, which we know everything I just mentioned is a lie. Not everyone is doing that stuff, but someone is. Someone is. So what happened to, I'm not even going to say poor Lucas Glover, because I don't know what his role was in this, but he's a PGA player, and apparently he had to call 911. Chrissy, do we have a couple bites on this? We'll tell the story, but what do we got on this? We got a couple?
Yes, sir. We got two.
Okay. We'll play those after we set up the story. So Glover had to call 911. Why?
He didn't play very well this weekend. And so when he doesn't, apparently his wife likes to berate him and occasionally beat him.
And let's start this off on the right foot. He didn't call the cops. She did. The wife called the cops saying that the mom was attacking her, and then Lucas grabbed the phone mid-conversation and was like, yo, this chick's lying. She's crazy. She's beating up my mom and me. You got to come down here.
It sounds like a bit of a mess of a relationship.
And she berated him, apparently. Called him the, well, I don't know what.
A loser, yeah. And a Bryce Harper glove.
She's calling nice. Him.
Very well done, Adam. Yeah. I don't know how many people caught that. But.
Yeah, puss, right?
Yeah, puss.
In the full form?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, can we do it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Can't do the full form,
yeah.
But, you know.
I feel like, I mean, this is kind of what you want as a wife if you're a professional athlete, right?
motivation.
Yeah.
Reminds me of Ricky Bobby. Reminds me of the wife that's like, if you ain't winning, you're not going to be in this house. I just hope. He's got two young kids. Lucas has got like a 5-year-old and like a 3-year-old. I pray to God. They're exactly. I pray to God they're like those kids in the movie. Like, I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey, Chip. I'm just praying above all else that there is more to this story that we're not finding out. The best part of this story is when the wife finally realized that she was getting arrested, she clung to the police door and couldn't get her to break her grip. She was screaming, saying, I'm not going to jail, I'm not going, and she ended up putting her in the bag, she went to jail.
That's got to be multiple tases and spit hood.
Oh, I hope so.
According to the police report,
light her up.
When Lucas plays a bad round of golf, Krista proceeds to start an altercation with him and tell him how much of a loser he is.
This is like every time, this is not an isolated incident.
No.
Maybe Lucas likes it. Maybe he's like one of those dudes who likes to be dominated and told that he's a moron and spit on and whipped.
We know there are relationships. Obviously, everyone has a different role in a relationship and has different types of relationships.
Getting very serious.
There are people. Yeah, I mean, there's a dominant figure oftentimes and a submissive, and I don't mean in the bedroom in general. And there's also, I've never gotten it. There are people who thrive on angst, just love to be freaking walking. I don't get it. I don't know why you'd want to do that, but that's the way. It's like the lifeblood for some.
And, I mean, we're drawing a bit of conclusions with that, what this feels like. Originally, Lucas wants to press charges. Then once he sees his wife in the back of the car, he's like, it was a mistake. I didn't actually get the scratches from her.
Yeah, because he's scared what's going to happen when she gets home.
Yeah. And then to get
good
serious,
old American motivation
to get serious,
is what's going to happen.
It is sad because the roles are reversed. We're not sitting here laughing. This is not funny. The guy's being terrorized by this woman, and his mom's getting her ass kicked. Because she did get lit up. She got beat up, right? She had blood all over her shirt,
yeah,
didn't she?
He had
how old's a mom?
62.
Oh!
He had multiple lacerations. She had blood all over her shirt.
You can defend yourself at 62, first of all. Let's just, you know, they chose not
have
to.
Have we seen a photo of
the
lady?
Smart room we have. Well, the wife looks like a Real Housewife of Orange County. She's got the duck lips and the blank, dazed, non-existent eyes.
She's pretty good size.
No. She looks like a girl that would berate her husband
little
and
pistol.
Get
but,
thrown in jail.
And I also, it's a weird position for a guy to be in, to be attacked or abused.
Especially
like
when you're the major breadwinner.
You don't know what the appropriate form of reaction is. It's bad. It's a very, very tough position.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know. And I definitely feel for him. At some point, it's easy to sit there and be like, dude, why are you still there? I feel for her.
Because she's going to take half in the divorce if they don't have a prenup.
What a year for golf.
Yeah.
The best year for golf.
Well, I mean, so now when this lady shows up on the course again. All right, I'm going to try to stay calm.
Like I tell himself
but
before that.
But you can't tell me, because we saw many of the leaders in the golf world, these young guns who were like, we're going to throw fans out if they don't behave themselves. Yeah. Guys, if that lady shows up on the course and you don't expect her to get chanted at by a real sports fan.
Yeah.
Notice how I put that. Yeah. A real sports fan has a responsibility to terrorize this lady. And, by the way, why has it been a good golf year? Because when you go out to a big event, you got your choice. You got the Glover wife and the Reed wife. Because apparently the Reed wife is hell on wheels, Patrick Reed's wife. None of these tournaments should, none of the moving forward should be held without massive chanting.
You talk about chanting at her if she's ever there. How about if he misses a putt? You're getting beaten. Like every time?
Oh, I shouldn't laugh, but that's so funny. I'm sorry.
You know it's going to happen. What about other golfers? You better make this. You want to beat me,
blank.
If you're playing like if you're his playing partner for the day, you're not going to bring that up? We want to knock this one down, buddy.
Who's most likely to do that?
Dustin what? Johnson.
Any of them. Look at all their faces. They're, come on.
From a personality standpoint?
Bubba Watson.
Oh, yeah. I think he'd be cooler with the delivery, but definitely Bubba.
You know, I've said it before. I don't like Jordan Spieth. I think he's the guy to do it. Because I think he presents a certain image. And I can see that guy on the course being like, let's go, puss. Let's go, puss. Better hit that down the middle, puss. Just calling him puss the whole round.
What about?
And then his henchman, caddy, who was like trying to beat up people taking pictures at the British Open 3 years ago, just under his breath, just puss, puss.
Puss, puss.
What about you think Rory is going to text him some taunts?
Why not?
Just like he texted Carolina. Well, he dumped.
Actually, on the subject of Rory, Rory was the one who was acting like a tough guy, and he's like, "Oh, that fan said one more thing. Better watch out. Watch out for what, Rory? You're not going into the crowd with a bunch of drunk people. Stop. Someone's going to rip your head off. So take it out on fellow golfers."
Why did you stand up all aggressively right now?
I just wanted to fill the role of
a
fat, squatty, old Rory McIlroy. It's not real intimidating, is it?
Calm down!
I do feel for Lucas Glover.
It really is a terrible story, but I'm muting you guys from laughing. It's a tough one.